This got our attention today. A driver believed to be the first in the country charged with a felony after running a red light, slamming into another car and killing two people, all while his Tesla was on autopilot. News Nation's Michael Schur is live in Los Angeles tonight for us. Michael, the technology controls everything from steering, speed, braking. Many are asking, though, at this point, can we trust it?
Right. If you ask the makers of Tesla, they would say yes, that in fact a human being is far worse at driving than their autopilot technology. However, we are now sort of at the intersection of the technology we've all grown up with and the new and arriving technology. And with that comes a lot of dangers. In fact, a lot of it has to do with disengaging that autopilot when you are driving, because it's not completely on autopilot yet. And that, of course, in 2019 led to tragedy. And now there are charges filed against the man who was responsible for that accident. But it's all about the precedent that it may set.
It's just obvious that cars will drive themselves completely. It's just a question of time.
And a question of law. Tesla founder Elon Musk talking about self-driving cars 3 years ago, and now a new legal test for that kind of artificial intelligence on the streets and highways, as prosecutors in Los Angeles County file vehicular manslaughter charges against a Tesla driver who ran a red light while on autopilot, killing two in 2019. Kevin George Aziz Riad, free on bail, is the first person on record to face felony charges while driving on automated technology. The charge is buffeting the belief that while the technology can help, drivers are ultimately the ones in charge, even if the software were to fail or be turned off.
The fact that Tesla's software may or may not have been operational or adequate, I don't know that, isn't necessarily excused.
In the past, Tesla saying that even with autopilot, vehicles cannot yet drive themselves, and it's up to drivers to react to the environment. Attorney Michael Vogel says that a guilty verdict would underscore driver responsibility.
At least with current technology, where the autopilot does allow the driver to take over, that you still need to maintain awareness and responsibility for what happens with your car.
Vogel saying a not guilty verdict could mean more regulation.
Then we've got to think about how we're going to regulate these vehicles and how much we're going to balance the extent to which we want to allow people to have self-driving vehicles versus the safety issues.
It's going to seem like a mad thing in the future that people were driving cars.
Prosecutors in the country's largest county saying that for now, people are still at the wheel. Marnie, since 2016, the National Highway Traffic Safety Authority has sent 27 teams to traffic accidents involving autopilot and Tesla, and those have resulted in 11 deaths. So while the technology is really at an advanced stage, it's not all the way where it needs to be or where Tesla says it will be very soon. Marnie?
All right, Michael, thank you. I'm going to bring in Rachel Fizay now. She's a criminal defense attorney based in Los Angeles, and she has followed this case very closely. So I want to start with the potential argument you could hear from the person behind the wheel in this car or any future car. And what if they say, I thought the car would stop, it was on autopilot, but it didn't, and so my reaction time is delayed, therefore I couldn't do anything. Is that a valid argument?
I think that is the argument that will be made, and it will be all about precedent setting. That's right, because they are going to say, I had a reasonable belief that when I was driving on autopilot, that I could trust the car. And the authorities are calling this automation complacency these days, because people are tuning out. They're not doing the same job that they need to be doing as drivers when they're trusting their autopilot. And I think that will be the defense.
So the onus, though, ultimately is going to be on the driver in this case or others. In terms of liability for the company, however, what could they face in this case?
Well, for Tesla, that's right. We have a products issue. And I've looked up the case that's been brought against the driver civilly, and they're saying that it unintentionally he went faster forward when he should have been braking. And so you turn around and say, hey, the car is not working in the way that it was intended to work. We could have a very interesting line of cases out of this crash and out of the crashes that are occurring on autopilot.
The other thing, Rachel, is there's two federal agencies investigating Tesla cars. They're looking into all of these things. Tesla admits we're still working through this process. So how will those findings impact a case like this that's pending?
I think it will either add to the defense saying, yes, they're not working properly. You had a reason to believe that the car should have been working properly. It should have braked as you believed it would. Or they could say, no, you know, there's driver error. They're trying to implement more protections so drivers don't tune out and get that automation complacency, take a nap, pay attention to something else while they're driving. You know, they're trying to send a message. You still have to be a driver, even if you're driving in an automated car.
Right, you're still behind the wheel, even if your hands may not be on that wheel.